In what is seen as a huge boost to the country's economy, from Monday, travellers with EU and US approved vaccines can pass unhindered through the arrival gates in England. It's set to allow fully vaccinated visitors to arrive without needing to quarantine. Well, Britain's travel industry has criticised the government for being too slow to open up, saying it squandered its lead in the global vaccine rollout. Let's go to the UK now and to our correspondent John Beaver, who is there. Kia ora, John. Thanks for being with us. Give us a sense of what these new rules are.
Yeah, well, up to now, it's only those vaccinated here in the UK that have currently been recognised by the increasingly complex travel rules that we have here. It's always meant that for those fully vaccinated, so long as you got your vaccine in the UK, there was no need to quarantine when you were returning from more than 100 countries on the government's so-called green and amber travel list. Now, those are countries where coronavirus rates are sort of seen as either low or acceptable. But from the 4th of August, as you say, those rules are now going to apply to people vaccinated in the United States and the European Union as well. Really, people are highlighting two areas where that should mean that things really improve for people. The first of those is reuniting people living in the US and in Europe who have family and friends in the UK. They can now come without needing to quarantine, and it should also provide a boost to inbound tourism. But of course, it is worth remembering that many countries, including the United States, are still advising against travel to the UK. So although people can come, it's not expected that they're going to come in huge numbers.
Now, this is only for England and not Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. Are they likely to follow?
Yeah, well, this is always the confusing thing, isn't it? Because this is a devolved issue, then the governments in those respective areas in Scotland and Wales are going to have to make up their minds. Now, it would be very difficult for the government in Wales or the government in Scotland to say, actually, no, we don't agree with this. Once people are in the country, they almost certainly are going to be coming into Heathrow just outside of London. And from there, they then just disappear into the train network or into a car. So it would be very hard to stop them. So we would expect to see them follow. The First Minister in Wales has already said that he wants some more details. Already we're hearing people push back. He's concerned that maybe there's still not enough information, and he's worried that there might be people bringing in different variants or unknown variants if we increase travel here in the UK.
What is happening around COVID passports, or people essentially proving that they have been vaccinated?
Yeah, well, that's always the longer term aim, isn't it? That you can just open up an app on your phone and it has something that is unhackable and very easily is something you could present to allow travel around the world and to prove that you've been vaccinated. But I think realistically, we're quite a long way from that. Obviously, you have people who don't like that because maybe for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get a vaccine, if that's for medical reasons. Or it might be someone who at the moment is slightly too young to get a vaccine and they think they're missing out because they just haven't been able to get one because they're not old enough. So people in their kind of later teenage years, of course. But I think really in terms of what we're going to see over the coming weeks is actually the absolute opposite to that. It's going to be a very basic system to start with. Certainly travellers coming from the US to start with, they're just going to have a piece of cardboard. Now, this is the bit of paper they get, the bit of card they get when they have their vaccine. Now, it comes from the CDC, but it would take maybe 10 minutes for someone to draw one up on Photoshop or any other editing software. So I think that's something we need to look out for. But certainly to start with, these rules are going to be very basic.
Thank you very much, John Beaver. There, our UK correspondent.